Vacation day 5 felt different from the beginning, knowing that it was a work day. This is like the holiday weekend, July 4th weekend was over, and now I could almost feel my friends and the rest of the world returning to work, and waking up with that feeling soon. It happened that my partner Jason called with some, what turned out to be a minor issue at least, but something of concern I needed to look at. And so I tromped down the hill where I thought I could get a better phone signal and sat down to work, but where I sat, my feet were covered in ants in a few seconds, and mosquitoes were buzzing all around me. I retreated into the camper and figured it out from there. Went pretty quickly, but it was the first minor intrusion on the vacation. But from there, the day went much better. It was like all of the holiday was over and all of Vitavu had calmed down. The wildlife came out and went for a run and saw coyote and red-tailed hawks and great blue heron. And then we went back to Poland Hill, site where we tried to climb the day before and failed, and there was absolutely nobody there. And we took our sweet time and climbed up one of the routes I hadn't climbed before, Boulder Hop, which was good to get to the top, and then to drop a top rope on our real objective, which was the wide crack Fantasia. And there was a little logistics to set that up, but it was well worth it, and we thrashed ourselves quite happily in that beast. And oh, there's thunder outside. We've been getting rain showers on and off all day. We almost didn't start climbing because there was a little sprinkling, but it blew over. And yeah, I was mentioning wildlife. How could I forget the moose below the, in the beaver ponds below Poland Hill was the enormous bull moose, huge set of antlers, just as we were driving in. So everybody out and having a good time the day after the 4th. And we made our way in to town after that for our first shower of the trip. So Laramie's got a great new rec center, and for $4 you can have a hot shower. We did that, got some groceries, and came back up the hill to our sweet little camp spot where we're ready to embark on day 6 tomorrow.